what it means is that Mr. Sirleaf has disengaged completely from governmental activities. In accept the resignation of Mr. Sirleaf, she informed the Liberian people that she did say that Mr. Sirleaf's involvement with the oil sector was purely in the interest of the Liberian people. The president was keen on reform, which were meant to benefit our people. And probably the best person who would have followed very scrupulously the instructions thereof could have been Mr. Sirleaf, who came both with the experience and a commitment to serve and taking the appropriate instructions that came from the president. So she did say that now that Mr. Sirleaf has achieved what was meant to be achieved and that the oil sector is now on course with all of the different reform activities, it was now time to go, and she congratulated him for his service to his people and country.
You know that the legislature, I think it's the House of Representatives, have yet to pass that particular reform bill. So people say, why didn't he do so some time ago?
Well, it's a teamwork. They work together. And the component that has to do with legislation, of course, is not within Mr. Sirleaf's purview. He has, however, as chairman of the board, worked with the national legislature and all the different actors who are involved in the sector. So his work is done. It is now hoped that since legislation is required, it will be done as deemed necessary by the national legislature. But he has chosen, at his own volition, to resign now that he believes he's done what he was required to do. And so the resignation, most importantly, has been accepted by the president, who has commended Mr. Sirleaf for the service to country and his contribution to the rebranding of our country and all that we have to do there.
Mr. Pierre, there are those who say that President Sirleaf caved in to perhaps international pressure and criticism from Liberians that she had been engaged in practicing nepotism by, say, people like Robert Sirleaf being appointed to government positions and other members of her family.
Mr. Button, Mr. Sirleaf came to government as a Liberian citizen who has entitlement to employment opportunity. And we've said consistently that he was qualified for the job given. And we're glad that at the point of leaving, even all of the people who've made comments on Mr. Sirleaf involvement with government, which you try to allude to, no one has questioned his integrity. No one has linked him to any act of financial impropriety. The only crime he must have committed, as was reflected in many of the utterances, was because he was the son of the president. However, we need to also remember that he is a Liberian citizen, and under the Liberian constitution, he was entitled to employment opportunities.